This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Boy, holy cow.
We have a liftoff.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. It's the 5 o'clock fire.
It is 5 o'clock. Congratulations. Hopefully you're off work. Luckily for you, old dirty show, T-Mill, a.k.a. Psycho T, have the latest. And the latest is, woo, Clint, this injury report. I know Tyler and I were talking about it. It is incredibly long and a bit concerning. A little, it'll be a lot more concerning tomorrow, Clint, when we look at it. This just from the Texan standpoint, who did not practice. Who did not practice and why they are designated not to have practiced. Danico Autry, knee, did not practice. Will Anderson Jr., quad, did not practice. Harrison Bryant, shoulder, did not practice. Running back Nick Chubb, foot, did not practice. Kiami Fairbairn, right quad, kicker, did not practice, and D'Amico has already said he doesn't expect him to play. Christian Harris, shin, did not practice. Titus Howard, concussion, did not practice. D'Amico said we'll probably see how the week goes with him. Ed Ingram, knee, did not practice across that offensive line. Those have been the two best offensive linemen for the team this year. Jalen Petrie, when they said he got hurt on the last play of the game, apparently it was a concussion because he did not practice in concussion protocol. And then C.J. Stroud did not practice. We already know he is out for this game with a concussion. Braxton Berrios and Dalton Schultz were limited in practice today. That is, we're in Houston Astros territory right now with this did not practice guys and the amount of those guys. That's C.J., that's Petrie, that's Howard, that's Ingram. That's Chubb, that's Anderson. That's a lot of starters and important pieces that did not practice. The concussions are really concerning, Clint, because as D'Amico said, 5 days, you don't generally see that. They got three starters, C.J., Jalen Petrie, and Titus Howard, with concussions that didn't practice today.
Yeah, and C.J.'s already been, you know, he's out.
He's already out, and Fairbairn's already
the,
out.
The two here that strike me, other than the obvious C.J. and Titus, the two that strike me, Jalen Petrie, I had no idea that was a concussion. That being a concussion, boy, if it's hard to get a quarterback back in the game in five
Come
days,
on,
it's damn sure hard to get him back in the game the way he plays.
And the tackle.
But him with a concussion, and then Ed Ingram with the knee. I had forgot, with all the other stuff we've been dealing with, I had forgotten all about Ed Ingram coming out of the game at one point in time.
That's right. Yep.
And we had to have Juice Scruggs at one guard and Lakin Tomlinson at the other. Now I think Ed came back in, but I'd forgotten all about that. So Jalen Petrie and Ed Ingram, those two guys right there, I would rather not play Jacksonville without those two guys. I'd rather have them two in the game, obviously. Because I don't know what you do. You go to now you bump one of them other guards that's been rotating at left guard. You bump them to right guard.
Yeah.
And with Jalen Petrie, I don't know who you bring in at that position. You're already thin at the safety position. I mean, you got Miles Bryant. You've got
Is Jimmy Ward ready to come back or not?
I don't think Jimmy was ready. They said a few weeks with Jimmy.
Well, I think this would be a week where you could potentially see Jalen Smith outside.
He's on IR currently.
No, he played last week.
Jalen Smith? Oh, I thought Reed was.
No, Smith played last week. I saw him bump him in. They came in the game and they bumped Kamari inside I'm looking at the depth chart.
ESPN has him listed as IR.
Yeah, well, I'm pretty sure he played last week. But I guess this is one of those points where you would slide Kamari inside and put Jalen Smith outside as a corner.
They may have to. I mean, but the Petrie one is a little bit more serious. Like, we'll see. Like, tomorrow, the others, right, like Will Anderson and Danico Autry, Ed Ingram, those Nick Chubb, those seem to be, all right, if they don't practice tomorrow, then it feels a lot more serious.
Yeah.
With those guys. Jalen Petrie and Tytus Howard, they're serious right off the bat. Those are concussions, and the Texans have had two guys have concussions that I can remember this year, and it's Nico Collins and C.J. Stroud. Nico missed a week, and C.J. Stroud's already been declared out of this one. So, I don't know. We'll see.
5 o'clock fire.
By the way, I think check that out for me, Tyler. I think they put Jalen Smith on IR today.
Oh, so he got hurt again this week.
I think they put him on IR today. Check that. I think that's
Secondary's even more thin than I thought. Yeah. That's the case.
Brian Thomas Jr. didn't practice for Jacksonville also, so that's a positive sign there. So yeah, a lot getting potentially getting away from them tonight. All right, the Rockets, they return to action tonight. They will be in Memphis to take on a struggling Grizzlies team that's had some issues with their best player, and the Rockets are looking to win five straight tonight. I'm doing this a little bit, Clint, each time. Like, kind of just, there's so many guys right there that you're excited about, and guys that you could see potentially raising their level of their game, especially when things get real important later on in the season. Who's somebody that you find yourself watching?
He's not going to be healthy, but it's Jabari for me.
Jabari Smith.
Yeah, no, I'll be honest with you, though. Other than Jabari Smith, I am fascinated, and I don't know why, because I've watched him play his whole career sparingly, you know, when I did watch other teams. But just the Kevin Durant's the stylistically, I guess, or maybe just the caliber player that he is, I'm still this early in the season so fascinated with just how effortless it is. He goes up and consistently knocks down shots that when another guy takes a shot that's covered like a blanket or is falling away, or like you're like, oh, it's a bad shot. And he rises up over folks, and it just effortlessly and efficiently, as you said, just knocks down shots. And I'm still at that stage, I guess, where I'm blown away with the fact that we got him in Houston and he's our guy. And so, outside of Jabari, watching Jabari and hoping he develops and wanting to be a bigger part of every game, every time I watch, I find myself just being like in awe of Kevin Durant and what he can do. Again, I mean, I've obviously seen him over the years do it on the biggest stage in other uniforms, but just now that he's got a Rocket uniform on and every night we can flip the TV on and he's doing that, I'm still fascinated with it, man.
Yeah, he's smooth.
It's ridiculous.
I'm excited tonight about. Like, Amen Thompson's a guy I've been watching pretty close. I think the season's going to hinge a lot on his development and what he does. And he's been really, really good. Like, he is filling the stat sheet every night. Like, it seems like his normal is becoming like 18, 9, and 7. Right? But he's got a pretty good matchup tonight. Ja Morant, you know, we'll see where his head is after how things have gone with him and his coaching staff. He got suspended for a game. This is his first game back. But he's still one of those point guard matchups that guys get up for. And both highly athletic, very, very talented, Ja Morant and Amen Thompson, that is a matchup that I am really excited to see in tonight and to see how he reacts and how he plays in that matchup.
Well, that Amen's the one that I find myself locking in on a defensive end of the floor. I mean, you know, his ability, and you want to talk about doing things effortless, like his ability to play great defense at that level and seem like he's just it's a walk in the park for him is wild. So, yeah, I mean, that's a hell of a matchup to watch tonight for sure.
Yeah, so, the Rockets, they get going, trying to get five straight against a team they should probably be able to handle, the struggling Memphis Grizzlies. So it'll be a good one tonight for the Rockets.
5 o'clock fire.
By the way, an update here. Jalen Smith did go to the IR.
Gosh,
season
dang.
Ending.
Season ending this time? What'd he do?
Yeah, season ending injury. Also, Daryl Taylor to the IR as well with an ankle injury.
Well, hell.
Yeah.
I didn't even see him go out.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, this has basically been a lost season for him.
I mean what did he do? Get about two snaps? Yeah. I saw him early in the game at the corner spot.
Yeah, struggling there for him. Kind of a wash this year. Hopefully, we'll see him back coming up next year. All right, Clint, yesterday was the first time the college football playoff rankings came out.
Yep.
Ohio State and Indiana, two Big Ten teams, leading the way. They were 1-2. Texas A&M and Alabama were next in line, rounding out the top four. And then Georgia, Ole Miss, 5-6. Then BYU, Texas Tech, Oregon, Notre Dame round out the top 10. Virginia, the highest-rated ACC team, 14th. Virginia, they would be in. And then Memphis, they're the top team from the group of five there, nine group of five teams there. So they would be in. Memphis and Virginia would be in. Texas, Oklahoma sitting there at 11-12, kind of the first two teams out. Any surprises? Any surprises for you in regards to the first unveiling of the college football playoff ranking?
I don't think there were any surprises. If there were, it was in the bottom half. I don't care really what order you put the top four in, to be completely honest with you. I think they got it right. You can argue the Aggies have been as impressive as anybody.
I think their resume has been.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen outlets have resume rankings in the A&M's at the top, but it's hard to argue with what Ohio State's doing right now. I mean, I think you could have put either one of those two teams at the top.
And Indiana had the tough road in the mix.
And Alabama has been as impressive as anybody of late, but they did get drugged by Florida State, who is obviously not nearly as good as I'd hoped. I thought Florida State was going to be better.
If A&M wins this weekend, they'll have what, three road wins at Notre Dame, at LSU, at Missouri, like all three ranked teams, especially when they played them. That's the other part is, man, they've got those road wins, you know, against other teams that are in the top half of this thing. That's just, but it, like you said,
right now it's all going to come out in a wash. And we'll see who the top teams. I think they got it right. Right now, I think they got it right. I think you got three of the four are no brainers. The eye test, the resumes, the tape, whatever you want to call it. And then Indiana, I think, is the one that it's probably safe to say they don't have the same Jimmys and Joes that them other three do that's in top four with them, but they damn sure deserve to be where they're at right now. So we'll see how it comes out in the wash. I like the Texas Tech BYU matchup.
Yeah, we'll find out.
Come on,
one
man.
Of those guys will get bounced out.
Come on, man.
What I am seeing is it does look like, at least right now, you can see a lot of stuff potentially shaking itself out, right? I just think like Texas, we know they're sitting there 11. Now if they beat Georgia, which is their next game in 2 weeks, I know it. If they go on the road to beat Georgia, like that will kind of take care of itself. They'd be both sitting there with two losses, and we know they'd be behind them. Then obviously they have that A&M game lurking there at the end. It looks like a lot will shake themselves out. We'll see. Georgia Tech is that team down there. They had that terrible loss to NC State, although Haynes King wasn't because of him. He continued to go off in that game as well. They're the team to me to watch. Them in Miami down there in the ACC are the team to watch to me that could make a run up there. Utah's playing really well again, but I don't think the Big 12 is a team that's going to get – or the conference the one that's, going to get multiple leagues.
I'm going to tell you, man, the one that's interesting here is Texas Tech. I mean, I've not. I'm gonna sit here and tell you that I've analyzed their film and watched all their film.
They're pretty good, and they've had some injuries.
And I'm telling you, when you listen to the national guys, that all they do is college football, and all they do is talk top 10, top 25. The majority of them, they don't talk about Texas Tech like this is just a good team up in Lubbock that's had a good little run in the Big 12. They talk about it like it's like this. They got a real chance. Now, I don't know if that's because the college football playoff is now 12 teams, or they think they got a chance to get in, or if this is these guys are for real and
they're
got a
really
chance to win it all.
They're really good defense and up front. They ran our asses up out of the field.
Texas Tech,
BYU, they rushed for like 300 yards against.
That's a top. I mean, either one of those teams, whoever wins that game is going to jump up and probably be right. Probably be seven.
Yeah, the way Texas Tech has played, some people feel like if they run the table and were to lose in the Big 12 title game, they may still get a bid. That's like when you talk about how good they are. Yeah. Like that, could they get in with two losses? I don't know. We'll see. But yeah, man, a lot of these teams, there are just matchups or head-to-heads that will really take care of itself.
I think you mentioned Texas, and I do think that's one to watch because that is a team that they were so bad early on.
They completely control their destiny.
That's the point.
It's a hell of a destiny, but they control it.
But that's the point, right, is – clearly, their quarterback's going to consistently get better, right? He couldn't be any worse than he was early in the season. I mean, he misses free throws and layups. He wasn't just not the five-star that everybody thought he was. I mean, he's missing free throws and layups. So, their quarterback play at Texas is going to get better. The defense was for real. It seems like they're starting to find ways to get some of the speed they do have, the ball, in critical moments. And it seems like they could turn the corner.
They've won four straight, one against Oklahoma, who was in the top 10, and then against Vandy, who was in the top 10.
It seemed like 2 days to beat Mississippi State, but they got that done. But they're the ones that took four days to beat Kentucky. Here, late in the season, if they can play even close to what people expected Texas to play regular season, then they got a real chance. Problem is that road goes through.
They control their own destiny. They win their final three games, they're going to get in.
Oh, yeah, one of them being A&M, hell yeah.
And the other one at Georgia.
Well, yeah.
At Arkansas. And then
Arkansas will be a big win for them.
And then we
go to their place, don't we?
Home to A&M, yeah.
Well, yeah, you beat Georgia and A&M, you're damn sure.
Yeah, you're in. Yeah, and you have two losses. Yeah, they're going to be in. Now they would beat A&M and Georgia and lose to Arkansas and push themselves out.
Might go with none of the above.
All right, coming up as we continue, you gotta listen to this potential. This could be a potential move for your Astros. God, I hope this is not the direction that this organization is about to go. We'll let you hear and discuss that coming up.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
If your eyes are the windows to your soul and your glasses are the windows to your eyes, then it's pretty important to find your perfect frames. That's why at Warby Parker, we've made shopping for eyewear as easy and fun as can be. Peruse endless styles in our stores or use our app to virtually try on frames and get personalized recommendations. To find your next favorite pair of glasses, sunglasses, or contact lenses, or to locate your nearest Warby Parker store, head over to warbyparker.com. That's warbyparker.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed's sponsored jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed's sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hubley.
Hey, remember, we're out tomorrow, baby. A little Thirsty Thursday action as we will be Buffalo Wild Wings and we will be in Tomball coming up tomorrow, so come hang out with us for a little Thirsty Thursday out in Tomball. That is right off FM 2920, 2920, 14215 FM 2920 is the address in Tomball that we'll be at that Buffalo Wild Wings. Having a good time. Won't be empty-handed. Shout out to Bud Light, Buffalo Wild Wings. There will be great food, great drinks, and prizes for you to potentially take home. I saw somebody hit us up on YouTube and say, hey, are we doing Texans Ticket Tuesday? And I'm like, well, might be one on Thursday. I know there will be one on Friday at Talliard in Sugar Land for Football Friday.
Hell, but there was one Thursday. We gave away 2 4-packs, didn't we?
Last 2 weeks. Oof. We gave away a pair of 4-packs, and then the week before we gave a pair of tickets to remember, husband and a damn wife somehow got their names drawn by. That was crazy. That was just crazy. Wasn't us who drew it. But come on out, hang out with us as we get a little Thirsty Thursday coming on tomorrow at Buffalo Wild Wings in Tomball. All right. We'll see as Hot Stove will start to heat up. I've already seen some list of potential free agents and places people think teams will go. And we'll see what the Houston Astros are going to do, because I think there's a chance that this team looks in some ways different. I don't believe Framber Valdez is going to be back. I'll be shocked off my ass if he is. I think their rotation's going to look different. And not really sure who's going to be in that. You'd think they'd make some moves. A couple moves maybe in that, or maybe they go from within and try to fill it that way. They've got a lot of injuries there. We already know Chaz McCormick is done.
He's dead, y'all.
He's Houston Astros dead.
Right. Not literally.
Not literally. He's somewhere probably sigh of relief right now. But he's gone. Luis Garcia is gone. Pedro Leon is gone. So this team will look a lot different. But Chandler Rome on his podcast was, and I thought this was interesting, was talking about the potential of Justin Verlander. The potential of Justin Verlander returning. I am curious your thoughts. 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch. Here is Chandler Rome, The Athletic, talking about a potential return of Justin Verlander.
I would put the odds at greater than 50% that it happens. I've not been told that anything is like tangibly close, but I mean, you don't really have to have like backroom sources or anything to hear this. Like, I mean, Justin Verlander, when the Giants came to Houston this year, like Justin said, like on the rail, like, yeah, I'm always open to coming back here. I want to come back here. He said he called Jim Crane last year when the Giants offered him and said, can you match this? And Jim at the time said they weren't in a position to do that. Like, you don't need like some, you don't need to know people to know that. Like, he has said that all, it's very clear that Justin Verlander really likes it here. He and Jim Crane are very good friends. I can imagine that if this does get done, it will be a Justin Verlander and Jim Crane negotiation. Mm-hmm. I think Dana would be looped in at the last minute to just let him know that, hey, it's happening.
Damn.
And but I don't think, I mean, I think a lot of people would look at it as, oh, like, here we go again. But I don't think it'd be the worst thing in the world. Justin Verlander was excellent in the second half last year.
All right, I have my thoughts. I want to gauge, and I see some people coming in already.
Justin Verlander.
Text line coming through. Hell no to old ass JV. Come on, I love Verlander, but that's ridiculous. He's
Ver's 50. Going to be Ver.
No, he's 43. I'm definitely on board with having Verlander back. I would like to have Framber back, but only if they hire Maldonado. I just want to gauge this. Tyler, when you hear this, he said he'd set it over 50% chance that it happens. Does that get you? Are you good with Justin Verlander coming back and being in the rotation?
Am I good with it? Maybe and possibly down the road, and a bunch of factors are going to go into that. But
I'm talking about going into the season, making a decision that he's going to be a part of your five.
Yeah, as Clint Sterner would say, I think that's silly as hell.
Well, Clint Sterner's not going to say that. Absolutely.
I got it covered.
I am absolutely game for Justin Verlander.
Oh, my God. I knew you would.
He's not going to be a top
guy. I kind of gave it away when you just went silent in our prep.
Well, he's not going to be. He's not going to be a.
Can we just get Kate.
He's not going to be a top of the rotation guy. I mean, would you be all right if Justin Verlander's 3, 4, or 5 and pitches so good that you're convinced he's a 3? He finds Father Time is. I mean, like the last couple of months of the season, he was really, really, really good. I mean, really good. Several quality starts, handful of shutouts. Not shutouts, not full game, but I mean 6-7 innings. Yeah, no, I would be A-okay with Verlander back here in the mix. Now I don't want it to be Hunter Brown, Justin Verlander's your 1-2 punch. I'm not game for that.
Listen.
But Justin Verlander in the starting rotation to start the season, hell yeah, absolutely.
Listen, Ver is again, Tony. What happened, man? Just God, man. You just quit our asses. Anyway, he'll be 43 in February.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, he was missing significant time. It seemed like the last 3 or 4 years, every time, every year with the Astros.
Seven. We got a bunch of mid 20s that are
done. But that's the last thing. It's one thing when you get to mid 20s. Then when you bring in the 43-year-old who kept showing you that he would do it, I just, my biggest issue is. This is stuff that the Pirates do.
You don't have a problem with Verlander. You got a problem with the negotiation excluding the general manager.
Well, that no, I don't. I mean, that's just disrespectful as hell right there, man. We're going to loop your ass in at
we'll
the end.
Loop you in at the end. Okay.
Now, because I'm telling you, you can't. You have. If I'm Joe, you can't say a damn thing to me. Don't say a damn thing to me, Dana. You get looped in like I'm getting looped in. But no, I just
I kept it real as a true professional myself.
You guys know this organization better than I do. It's just been about 6 years with me, covering them closely. I just feel like the Houston Astros are beyond the point of A. All right, man, we just missed the postseason for the first time in 7 years. All right, man, 8 years. All right, man, we need some pitching help. We're going to walk into the year with a 43-year-old guy who kicked off the year 0-whatever. And I know it ain't all on him, but he had a 5-plus ERA 2 years ago with you and kept getting hurt that year, the year before, and the year before that.
Justin Verlander.
I just think they're in a better situation where they can make moves to add to their rotation than having to go to get the 43-year-old guy for $10-12 million.
Well, I don't think they have to.
I just believe they're in a better spot.
I don't think they have to. I think they would want to. It's not a bad spot.
I think there are better options
spot.
Than this.
Well, I mean,
I think there are better pitching options.
Is there better fourth or fifth pitching options than that?
Yes, I think so. I mean, I'm sorry for guys that you feel.
Well, I mean, right now you gotta figure they're gonna get somebody at the top of the rotation, number two at least. But
I hope so.
Okay, so that pushes Wisniewski and Spencer Arrighetti.
Wisniewski we can't depend on yet,
right? But those are the names that are going to be in that 4-5 rotation. And you know the way that they like to do it, six. They need six.
Text line coming in. I'll take JV for $15 million for his leadership. Nah, I'll pass. I'd like to have somebody in here for $15 million that I have confidence is going to come in here and make.
Is there a cell rat? I'm just sorry.
The next time he should have that uniform on, barring a situation where, all right, man, it's August and we just had several guys go down, kind of like it happened last August.
I was about to say if it was a repeat
the last
of last
couple
season.
Of August, and we just need somebody to go and get. We got to bring somebody that in, man. That cannot be the walking into the season.
Oh,
yeah,
yes,
man.
It can. Absolutely.
Let's get 43-year-old in here, injury prone 43. I just think they're better than that. I really do.
I mean, they're full of injury prone.
I mean, Cleveland's not doing this. They ain't got no resources. No, Kansas City ain't got no resources.
It can't be the move, but I wouldn't be mad about it at all if he was in the building.
Well, I know you wouldn't be mad about it. JV is a legend. And
you're being disrespectful just because
he's
a little
astral,
older.
As you
got a little older, maybe you might lighten up on the age thing, but this age thing.
Well, I mean, like, I'm sorry, man. This is an age thing combined with a guy who kept getting hurt. With that age thing.
I've fallen, and I can't get up.
See if Mike Tomlin would make that move.
Jim Crane said, "Here, hey, Doc, I got one of them rotation spots sealed for you. You just figure out the rest of the other ones. I got JV, man. We'll loop you in at the end.
Hey, work with this, Dana. Work around this, boss.
Loop you in at the end. All right, coming up, T-Mill's best bets last night. We'll see if he can turn it around. And Early in the week, we're midweek, right, before this game Sunday. Where are you? How are you feeling, gut feeling right now about this game? We know Davis Mills is starting. Gut feeling, how are you feeling about this game coming up?
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight. the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, and spend wisely, and parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey.
I'm very intrigued by up-and-coming talent. Tyler Milner is joining us here on the show.
Live from the Mokarum Injury Lawyer Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Yes, I would take JV over McCullers, but I just think there are other options that we can roll through.
McCullers gonna be pitching next year. He's gonna be franchising coffee joints.
They may need to just let him go, man. He may want to retract that bury me in the H, and maybe take a look at maybe Cincinnati, maybe Florida. Like, he just needs
a different start, man. I can't let it happen.
You can't let it happen, but I think that thing might happen.
No, you're right. I mean, if I had to bet on it, it wouldn't be my money I'd use.
Yeah. All right, coming up behind us, Texans All Access, the general manager, Nick Caserio. He will be live just a few minutes after we get done here. They'll go from 6 to 8 o'clock, Texans All Access. Remember, Nick Caserio will be coming up after us. And then Area 45, 8 to midnight. 8 to midnight. Sean Bojani, I already see him in there working hard.
Bojani.
Yeah, there he is. Patrick Creighton, Chris Santiago will join them as well. T-Mill's Best Bets coming up soon. And by the way, again, just as a reminder, tomorrow, Thirsty Thursday, Week 10 edition, we will be Buffalo Wild Wings, Tom Ball, Texas, baby, 14215 FM 2920. That is the address, and Tom Ball will be there tomorrow, 2 to 6. Come on out, courtesy Bud Light, Buffalo Wild Wings, good food, good drinks, good people. Should be a good time. We had a great time last week, and as we always do on Thursday. All right, Clint, gut-wise, I know it's midweek, it's hump day. Gut-wise, as we know, Davis Mills will be starting. They will be without Fairbairn, their kicker, and potentially some other injuries. That's the other part to today, is they had a lot of guys on the injury report, including Will Anderson Jr., who did not practice, Denico Autry, who did not practice, Nick Chubb, who did not practice, Titus Howard, Ed Ingram, who did not practice, and then Jalen Petrie shows up with a concussion, and he did not practice, with CJ already out. Understanding where we are Wednesday, what's your gut feel right now, Clint, on this game between Jacksonville, who already got him earlier this year, in Jacksonville Week 3?
I feel a lot better than I should. I feel good about this game this week, Ron. Look, Jacksonville, in fact, I'll put it like this. I think Jacksonville is just what the doctor ordered for this Houston Texans team. I think defensively, we are. It's obvious. We're a championship-caliber defense. They're an offense that is banged up. Brian Thomas Jr. is a shell of himself, at least what he was last year.
He didn't practice today either.
De'Ami Brown, I guess, is dealing with a concussion. He's questionable. I think he practiced a little bit today, limited. Really, they had to go get Jacoby Myers because I don't know how many guys they were going to have healthy this week. So you've already got Travis Hunter out. Look, I think they're limping into this game offensively. And as I mentioned, we got a championship caliber defense. I think they're going to eat their lunch. And then you flip over to the other side of the ball. Look, this is one of those defenses that they've got 10 total sacks all year long. They're not causing chaos around quarterbacks. They're not wrecking the pocket. They're not collapsing the pocket. They're not constantly harassing the quarterback. Now, they have the ability to, if you let one guy get loose, which if Nick Caley can't simply stop Josh Hines-Allen from being a problem consistently through this game, then we've got a bigger problem than we thought.
It struggled in week one.
Yep. It's happened, but I still feel like offensively they're giving up about 250 a game. It's one of the probably bottom five or six in passing yards allowed per game. And I feel like those two things combined, they can be got through the air. They don't have the ability to collapse the pocket and create all the chaos around the quarterback. And I think that's going to bode well for Nick Caley, for Davis Mills, and for Davis Mills' ability to get comfortable and find several targets around the field. And we've seen them. The success they've had this year offensively, it wasn't C.J. Stroud doing anything great. It wasn't Nico Collins going out there and going off for 23 targets and 16 catches, right? It wasn't any one running back going out there for 150 yards. It was a collective group versus a defense that just doesn't have the ability to create the chaos around the quarterback. And I think all of that lines up really, really well. The Texans are catching them at home in our place. You don't have to travel. And so I feel really good about the Texans getting this game.
Yeah, also a big move for them, Devin Lloyd. He returns. It looks like he's going to return. He was a full participant today. He has not played since October 12th against Seattle, and he was having an all-pro season. He's got four interceptions. I think he may still
I think he got us.
Yeah, he did. He got on the tip. He took one back against the Chiefs for 99 yards. Mm. He may lead the NFL in interceptions still, and he has not played since October 12th, maybe that close to it. But they do get him back, which is a key for them. He's been really, really good. Yeah, he still leads the NFL in interceptions with those four and hasn't played since October 12th. So he does return. But I think overall, this is a winnable game. For a lot of reasons you laid out at home. It's just Jacksonville's offense struggles anyway, but they're going to struggle like hell the way they did in the first game.
Yeah.
With the Texans, they struggled to get to 17 points with the help of three turnovers in that game and an inept offense, right? The Texans, they punted six times along with those three turnovers. Those nine possessions that they took the ball from them in some form or fashion. So they got a lot of help there, Clint. But I don't think they're going to run away. I don't get the sense that you're going to be looking up and be like, man, Jacksonville's just got to buy a two-score game or something, unless the Texans just flat-out don't score and don't do anything. So I think that the Texans defense will keep them in the game. It's just, will they be able to make enough plays and not do things to hurt themselves to help the Jags? Like, the Jags have really, really benefited from the turnover stuff. Right. And that's been a big deal of how they've been.
Yeah.
Because their offense hasn't been great all season.
This is more about the Texans for me, man. And you know, I know the first game wasn't great, obviously. You mentioned it was three fourth quarter turnovers. Two of them were interceptions. Look, I just – watching the Texans to this point in the season, it is all about the line of scrimmage. And it's not even about running the football. It's about the line of scrimmage and can the defense that you're playing, can their defensive line, edge rushers and interior defensive linemen, can they collapse the pocket? Do they play extremely fast and aggressive and do they have the ability to win one-on-one across the board? Do they have the ability to overwhelm the offensive line? And really good defenses have the ability to do that. Although, last week, Denver did not have the ability to do that. But that's where the Texans, their game plan and their offense ultimately just falls apart. It is when it is just an absolute mess up front. And I just don't think Jackson feels stylistically or man-to-man, I just don't think they have the ability to do that to the Texans for four quarters. And when the quarterback, whoever it may be, can get comfortable in this offense and Nick Caley can figure out how to protect his quarterback, they've shown the ability to move the ball consistently. And now can they punch it in and score points? We'll see. But they can move the ball consistently and they're going to give themselves a chance to win the game. I think the Texans very easily score 20-plus points this week, and I think 20-plus points gets it done.
All right, we'll see. And we'll see where we are as the week continues. But midweek, you're feeling pretty good. All right, T-Mill, let's get your best bets in. Rough night last night, one for five. Let's go ahead and wash that away and get the new ones in. Let's see if we can win some Monday night. What you got?
Yeah, I need to get back on track. So I got five more NBA bets for you. No whammies. I do feel a lot better about some of these than I did going into last night.
That's a great show.
Rockets are in action up in Memphis. It is a great show. Press your luck. First bet for you tonight, your Lakers, Ron. Lakers money line odds at minus 140 against the alien known as Wembanyama and the Spurs. I got the Lakers winning it.
We'll see.
The next three picks are all for the hometown squad, the Rockets in Memphis taking on the Grizzlies. First, I got the over in this game, over 231.5 points. It's been fluctuating between there and 232, 233. I got 231.5 over for Rockets Grizzlies. Two player props for these Houston Rockets, Kevin Durant, over 3.5 assists for Kevin Durant. Alpi Şengün, over 9.5 rebounds for him. We've been racking up money on Alpi bets. This dude is balling. And then lastly here, Denver Nuggets, Nikola Jokic. They're taking on the Heat tonight. I got over 24.5 points for Jokic against the Heat in that one. Those are your five best bets.
Jokic should dominate that matchup with Bam and whatever they throw at him, but Jokic is weird. But Miami plays a high pace, so there's going to be a lot of possessions in that game, so I like that. I love the Şengün one with rebounds. Memphis, especially Zach Edey is out. They do not rebound. Jock Landale.
He's over there?
He's starting at center.
Let me get on that Alpi bet with you, man. let me get 100 on that Alpi bet with you.
You got it.
And Jackson is not a great rebounder either. So I like that one.
For real?
Yeah, I got you.
Okay.
You called it last night, Ron. The one bet you picked on my board that you said you liked was the only bet that hit.
Well, I didn't. I thought James was going to have some struggle until James went out there and scored just the first right off the jump. So that'll do it. All right, Clint, great job. Tyler, great job. Shout out to D'Amico Ryans for kind of joining our show. You too, Davis. We appreciate it. Brandon Scott as well. Tomorrow again, we're out. Tom Ball, Buffalo Wild Wings, come hang out with us a little thirsty Thursday. Say what's up to the Bud Light girls and all of us there. I am Ron. The show is always Houston. We love you, baby. Bombshells.
I
mean, love a good breaststrand.
They're back, boys. I mean, the hand-breaded wings is big. Ooh. Hand-breaded wings is big. I know that. I wonder if they're going to wear those tall socks.
It's cold.
I won't be looking at the socks.
I don't think they've ever stopped wearing the socks, dude. They're thick. The same socks that they
thick and scrunchies, man. Yeah. Hooters socks. Those were a staple. Those were just as much a part of the uniform as the orange shorts.
Hockey.
As the Owl's eyes.
I'm very intrigued by up-and-coming talent. Tyler Milner is joining us here on the show.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.